Good morning, it's Thursday, the 22nd day of September. Here's your local news from the News Tribune. You can get all the news that didn't make today's paper in our e-edition product. Tacoma now offers the latest stories with the familiar look of the News Tribune but without the deadlines. Check it out at liveedition.thenewstribune.com. Expect a cloudy Thursday morning with some clearing in the afternoon and highs struggling to reach 70. Lows will fall to around 50. Now on with today's top stories. The days of Tacoma being among the hottest real estate markets in the nation are now a distant memory. Redfin, in a new report Wednesday, listed Tacoma as among the top markets cooling the fastest in the nation. At different times, including January 2020 and January 2021, the city topped the real estate company's list for fastest selling markets nationwide. This time around, data for August put Seattle at the top of the list among those in the Big Chill, with Tacoma at number 10. The news isn't too surprising. Following the August home sales report from Northwest Multiple Listing Service, which showed Pierce County's pending sales down more than 21% from 2021 and closed sales down more than 25% from a year ago. Pierce County's median closed sale price for August was $555,000, while Redfin listed Tacoma's at $543,000. A 21-year-old man has been accused in Pierce County Superior Court of revealing on Instagram the identity of a Tacoma police detective who was investigating street racing crimes. The man was charged Tuesday with cyber harassment against an officer for a post he made earlier this month. According to charging documents, the detective was first outed at a street racing event, and an Instagram account posted a photo of the man's face, vehicle, and license plate. The defendant allegedly reposted the photo and added the detective's name. Prosecutors wrote in charging documents that the detective was working undercover September 2 looking for someone suspected in connection to street racing crimes. He found the suspect, but as other police moved in to make the arrest, family members of the person saw the detective and confronted him. "He's undercover," family of the suspect yelled while taking photos of the detective. Hours later, an Instagram account posted images of the detective. A 30-year-old man convicted of crashing at a roundabout in University Place last year while driving drunk, killing a teenager in his backseat and paralyzing a child, has been sentenced. Vandrek Ferrer was sentenced to 24 years, 6 months in prison. The defendant pleaded guilty last month to vehicular homicide, 2 counts of DUI vehicular assault and third-degree driving with a suspended or revoked license. Ferrer was speeding on Grandview Drive West the night of May 15, 2021, with a woman in his car along with 2 teenagers and a 4-year-old boy in a car seat, according to court filings. The speed limit on the road is 30 miles per hour, and that drops to 15 miles per hour approaching the roundabout. Witnesses told police it looked like Ferrer was going 60 miles per hour. The driver failed to negotiate the turn, and his white 2007 Cadillac was launched into a rock wall. A 15-year-old passenger died at a local hospital. The boy in the car seat suffered a broken neck and injuries to his spine, leaving him quadriplegic. Ferrer has a lengthy criminal history with 13 felony convictions between Pierce, Thurston, Grays Harbor, and Mason counties. A 57-year-old Puyallup man was seriously injured earlier this month while riding a motorcycle on State Route 161. According to the Washington State Patrol, a pickup truck driver cut in front of him, causing the rider to swerve and hit the ground. The unknown pickup truck driver failed to stop for the injured motorcyclist. Now, detectives with WSP are seeking help from the public to identify the fleeing vehicle and driver. Witnesses weren't able to provide investigators with the truck's color, make, or model, according to a news release. Troopers also do not have a description of the occupants of the vehicle. Anyone with additional information was asked to contact Detective Tessa Schaffer at 253-538-3172. The incident occurred September 9 at about 5:55 p.m. on State Route 161 near 128th Street East. A tentative agreement has been reached between Washington State and the Washington Federation of State Employees General Government Bargaining Team for a contract that includes the largest ever compensation package in the union's history. Roughly 35,000 state employees would be impacted if the contract is approved by union members. The contract includes a $1,000 incentive bonus for state employees who receive their COVID-19 booster, as well as across-the-board pay increases. The contract would cover the 2023-25 biennium, and employees would receive their first 4% pay bump beginning on July 1, 2023. On July 1, 2024, employees would receive an additional 3% pay increase. In addition, state workers will be offered a $1,000 retention bonus if they remain employed from July 1, 2022 to July 1, 2023. It won't cost you extra money to visit national parks on one day this weekend. More than 120 National Park Service sites typically charge a fee that ranges from $5 and $35. On Saturday, September 24, however, those sites will be free to visit. Park officials are celebrating National Public Lands Day. The day is organized each year to encourage people to get outdoors, help preserve and show appreciation for public lands. Some parks also offer volunteer work projects on National Public Lands Day. Several national parks host cleanups and trail maintenance projects during the day. September 24 is one of five fee-free days the National Park Service planned for 2022. The next and final fee-free day of the year will be Friday, November 11, for Veterans Day. Just four out of a field of 32 taco restaurants and taquerias remain in our Pierce County taco bracket. Now, it's time for the final four fiesta. Over 310 people voted last week to help decide which four restaurants will go head-to-head for a spot in the championship later this week: El Antojo vs. Taqueria El Sabor and Moctezuma's vs. Tacos Guaymas. Only two can move on, and voting closes at 9 a.m. on Monday. Visit thenewstribune.com/TNTDiner to vote. Local reporting is the heart of the free press. Help support it with a digital or print subscription to the News Tribune. Visit TNT offers for more information.